What if everything you've been told about weight loss is backwards? While millions of people are eating less, exercising more, and still gaining weight, a handful of Hollywood stars have discovered something counterintuitive. The secret to losing weight is eating more food. When Jennifer Lopez needed to transform her body, she didn't starve herself. When Robert Downey Jr. prepared for his superhero roles, he didn't count calories obsessively. They both worked with nutritionist Hailey Pomeroy, whose radical approach flips conventional dieting wisdom on its head. Her fast metabolism diet has convinced skeptical physicians who watch their patients' cholesterol plummet, blood sugar stabilize, and stubborn weight finally melt away, all while eating substantial amounts of food. The catch? You need to eat the right foods at precisely the right times to wake up your dormant metabolism. Picture your metabolism as a bonfire. When roaring, you burn food efficiently and maintain steady energy. But years of restrictive dieting, processed foods, and chronic stress have reduced most people's metabolic fires to barely smoldering embers. The cruel irony? The more you've dieted, the slower your metabolism has become. When you drastically cut calories, your body doesn't think you're fitting into smaller jeans. It thinks you're facing famine. It can slow your metabolism by up to 40% and aggressively stores every calorie as fat. One client ate only 1,200 calories daily while exercising religiously, yet couldn't lose a pound. The culprit is reverse T3, RT3, a protective hormone your body produces under chronic stress or caloric restriction that blocks fat burning and increases storage around your belly, thighs, and buttocks. Modern life triggers RT3 overproduction through emotional stress, undereating, poor sleep, and constant dieting. This explains why many overweight people genuinely aren't overeating. Their metabolism has become so dysfunctional that even healthy foods preferentially store as fat. What's needed isn't more restriction, it's a complete metabolic reset that teaches your body to trust food again. Your metabolism isn't a single switch, but a symphony of five players: liver, adrenals, thyroid, pituitary, and body composition. Your liver performs over 600 functions, including manufacturing carnitine, the compound that escorts fat to mitochondria for burning, influencing up to 90% of fat burning capacity. Your adrenal glands determine whether food gets burned or stored. Properly nourished adrenals burn fat even during stress, but chronic stress causes exhaustion, triggering hormone surges that slow metabolism. Your thyroid produces T3 and T4 hormones that convert oxygen and calories to energy. During stress or deprivation, your body produces reverse T3 instead, which blocks healthy T3 and slows everything down. Your pituitary detects stress and dampens thyroid function accordingly. Body composition, muscle versus fat, determines metabolic rate. Muscle burns calories constantly, fat stores them. White fat insulates and stores energy, while brown fat burns fuel 9 times faster. Chronic dieting increases white fat while reducing brown fat, explaining why yo-yo dieters end up with slower metabolisms than when they started. The fast metabolism diet works like cross-training for athletes, constantly varying the stimulus to prevent adaptation. Over 28 days, you cycle through 3 distinct phases each week, targeting different metabolic processes. Phase 1, days 1 to 2, unwinds stress with carb-rich, moderate-protein, low-fat meals, plus 2 fruit snacks daily. Brown rice, oatmeal, quinoa, mangoes, and berries provide B and C vitamins that calm your stress response, teaching your body to convert food into energy rather than storing fat. Pair this with vigorous cardio. Phase 2, days 3 to 4, unlocks stored fat through high-protein, alkalizing vegetables while minimizing carbs and fats. With limited incoming fuel, your body taps fat stores. High protein builds muscle, while bitter greens provide nutrients for thyroid function. Heavy strength training maximizes fat burning. Phase 3, days 5 to 7, unleashes transformation through healthy fats, moderate carbs, and moderate protein. Nuts, seeds, avocados, olive oil, and egg yolks trigger fat-for-fuel mechanisms that burn both dietary and stored fat. Engage in stress-reducing activities like yoga or gentle walking. This weekly cycle repeats 4 times, systematically repairing your metabolism. The continuous rotation prevents adaptation, the death knell of traditional diets. While the diet offers flexibility in food choices, certain rules are non-negotiable for the 28-day program. Pomeroy reframes diet as, "Did I eat today?" emphasizing that strategic eating, not deprivation, drives metabolic healing. 5 meals daily maintain steady blood sugar and prevent metabolic slowdown. Eating every 3 to 4 hours keeps your metabolism active, while the crucial 30-minute morning eating window capitalizes on naturally elevated cortisol to jumpstart fat burning. The full 28-day commitment allows time for cellular repair and hormonal rebalancing. Prohibited foods target metabolic disruptors. Wheat triggers inflammation and insulin resistance. Corn, genetically modified to fatten livestock, has similar effects in humans. Dairy contains growth hormones interfering with fat metabolism. Soy promotes belly fat storage through phytoestrogens. Refined sugar and artificial sweeteners disrupt insulin signaling. Caffeine and alcohol stress your adrenal system and liver, organs crucial for metabolism. What sets this approach apart is its focus on abundance. Portion sizes are generous because proper metabolic function requires adequate fuel. As Pomeroy reminds clients, the more you have to lose, the more you need to eat. Week 1, free fall, requires abandoning conventional dieting wisdom. You'll eat substantial amounts, lots of fruit one day, protein another, healthy fats on others. Most lose 0.5 to 1 pound daily, though the real magic is getting comfortable with the rhythm rather than obsessing over numbers. Week 2, OMG, brings emotional challenges. Many react counterproductively, either cutting portions, fearing weight loss will stop, or adding extra food, thinking they can go rogue. Both strategies halt progress. Maintain consistency and trust the process, even when old dieting instincts scream at you to restrict. Week 3, if you think I look good now, is when your weight loss becomes obvious to others. This is when people finally believe they can lose weight by eating food. However, overconfidence often leads to cheating. Remember, this isn't about temporary weight loss, but permanently resetting your metabolism. Week 4, give it hell, is about finishing strong. Even if you're happy with your results, your body isn't completely repaired yet. This final week completes the metabolic repair process, giving your system the boost it needs to maintain its new, faster metabolism independently. After completing the program, you've graduated from dieting forever. Many repeat the cycle 2 or 3 times, while others use it quarterly to maintain their metabolism. For maintenance, prioritize whole fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and complex carbohydrates. Keep the 30-minute morning eating window and structured 3 meals plus 2 snacks. Seasonal eating provides peak nutrition, and home cooking ensures ingredient control. For inevitable indulgences, use strategic approaches. Before big dinners, eat small, protein-based meals every 2 to 3 hours to prevent binging. When planning sugar indulgences, eat natural sugars at breakfast and lunch, switch snacks to protein only, and include healthy fats with dinner. For alcohol, choose organic wine or top-shelf liquors, drink water between beverages, and pair with protein. The goal isn't perfection, but sustainable balance. With a repaired metabolism, occasional indulgences won't trigger the old guilt and restriction cycle. Food becomes nourishment and pleasure rather than stress. Your metabolism isn't your enemy. It's been waiting for the right fuel at the right times to roar back to life.